Have we studied carefully, probed every possible way we can get at this residual thing and what they did to us, and have we no alternatives at all?
As far as Venezuela's concerned?
Yeah.
Well, the judgment of Tom Mann and I, and all of our people are agreed, State and Interior agreed, is that we don't know yet whether they're going to take a full step that will cause us any serious difficulty in terms of price. Or we think they're just moving in to pick up this 10 or 15 cents that the new action we took has already, would otherwise reduce the price. And that therefore we're not going to get hurt in terms of price unless they get greedy and take another step that we don't expect. And so we're sort of inclined to say, let's let them know we're very serious about it, and that we're not going to let them get greedy in this situation.
I just talked to Tom. He sounds pretty hopeless. Wait a minute. What is? This looks like frustrated and hopeless. Now, I think you ought to call, get some experts, really, in the oil field or the coal field and see if there's not something. Y'all came over and we recommended raising the quota, and we give them a bigger allotment, and by God, they put an extra price to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to find some way to give us some protection. It may be producing more coal. It may be opening up some new mines. It may be temporarily trading a little food or something for some Middle Eastern resids. I don't know why we couldn't have a little barter deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you don't get Orville Freeman and y'all figure out something that's new and novel and turn loose some of this goddamn wheat that we're giving to some of these countries or something. Find some way to really bring in a good load of this stuff that we can protect ourselves a little bit, and then say to Venezuela, when we try to increase our quota, give you a little relief, why then you stick a price to us. Now, we're not going to do that. We're just not going to have it. We want a lower price with a bigger quantity instead of a higher price. Now, I don't know. They tell me the oil companies say, well, that can't be done. Well, I bet you that they don't have very high cost production on Middle East oil. And I'll bet you that you can take some of these damn fellas, I don't know who it is, but you might take the Iran or something where we're giving them a good deal of aid and let them give us some residual.
Well, this is certainly, Mr. President, worth a good look, and I think
I want somebody that's smarter than Venezuela. I don't want to just sit here. First place, I was against raising the quota. I thought it was a mistake, but I went along with y'all because I don't like to be taking money and putting it in Appalachia and feeding hungry people and trying to find jobs for them and so forth, and then displacing them with residual fuel from Venezuela. But we decided to do it in degrees. But then when they raised the price, I didn't think that was very nice. Now, I noticed Pan American Sulphur has raised its price this morning. I don't know what your mine people or what any of us can do about it. But if you've got any contact with Pan American Sulphur through your Bureau of Mines, or if we've given them any advice, or if we've got any with Freeport or any with Gulf, I think you ought to let the word drift down right quick that you're very distressed and very upset, and that if they want to go it alone in Mexico and raise their price, that's all right. But they're taking advantage of the war, and they're taking advantage of our boys, and they ought to be doing that.
Well, I already had that on my list this morning. I noticed that in the Wall Street Journal, Mr. President. We did. We opened up on the Texas Continental Shelf, had a big bidding on some new sulfur, which is going to bring in a lot of production, but I don't know yet whether this is going to have the effect of helping hold the line. I think it will, but it may be this is a year or two off. But we had a very good bidding. In fact, we got $30, $40 million in bids on this. And there are some excellent deposits there on that continental shelf. But we'll run this sulfur thing down. And I think maybe our people haven't looked hard enough at some move that would have the effect of shaking these Venezuelans, because maybe even some of this new North African production in Libya or some of these other countries, that there may be some there that can be brought in, but these oil companies are going to have to help us.
Well, they are not interested. I guess it's their money. I guess Standard does the Venezuela stuff, and they like to sell it. I guess that's their approach. It looks like to me that we ought to look and see what it is we got that's in surplus that we can give away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we've got lots of food. I know we've got a lot of cotton. I know we've got a lot of wheat. I know we've got feed grains. Now, I don't know who needs those, but we ought to look at Dave Bell's thing and see who's wanting that, and look at Food for Peace and see who's wanting it. Get Freeman. You and Freeman are both young and both imaginative and most modern and both unconventional. And then I'd get me a Walter Heller and one or two guys like this, and I'd see if I couldn't wind up some way where you could take the needs of residual oil and get somebody who gets that much for his royalty, the Shah of Iran, or if you say the Libyan folks, or I don't know, maybe this little Kuwait or somebody, or get some rough independent that produces good oil, Johnny Meekum or somebody, I don't know who does it, and say, now here's what we'll do, your people need so much cotton, and We'll give you so many bales of cotton for so many gallons of oil, and then you bring a damn gall in and sell it at to what the old rate was. And that would give us some money for cotton, even if we lose a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know, that may be screwball. I'm just, all I'm knowing is that Pan-Americans are best friends, Parton and Marlin Sandlin, and they're
sure.
Good progressive liberals. And they've gone and picked them to be the damn fools. These smart guys have gone and gotten them to raise price so they can follow in. They've gone and got your sweetest little girl, 14 years old, so the goddamn gangster boy that's hiding back in the corner can follow her through the line. And they've gotten Marlin, and they've gotten Parton, and they've gotten them to raise the prices.
Well,
and then old Pint Webb, he's a thug that used to be a Texas suffer. He works for Parton. Then the next day, what's going to happen is a Gulf will come along in Freeport. Now, I don't know what mines has got to do with them. I thought you worked pretty good. I saw you got a little extra allowable in Texas, but I'd take that mine director and I'd spend some time in my office with him, and I'd sure try to see that we get a surplus oil.
Well, we'll get to...
Now, take this economy and make him bring his consumption figures up in accordance with the GNP. They have figured now it's going to run 724, and they think it's liable to be 730. Now, if we're going to have that kind of a GNP, and we're going to have that much money put in the economy, and we're selling this many new cars, and I'd get me some unconventional economists over here, some of the Leon Kaiserling type, and make my mine director go to looking at that a little bit so that we make these companies put enough oil on there so they don't keep increasing the price of oil and gasoline. And then you get a hold of, go down there and look at our Texas park, visit with the governor a little bit, brag on him, and then go talk to your railroad commission quietly, not out in the open, but while they're there, while you're talking about parks, while I meet with our, whatever that fella's name is, Ben Ramsey, and I've forgotten the other one.
Jim Langdon.
And just say to him, now, Texas ought to be getting this tax money to help the governor with his tax program. The more you produce, the more you get. And here we're going to have the damnedest year we ever had, gross national product. Here's what we're going to have. Get that guy, give him some increased estimates, and then even if they had a little surplus barrel or two, it wouldn't do anything but let some widow woman get gasoline a little cheaper.
Well, we're in constant touch with them, and I'm going to do just...
Well, you raised them a little bit, didn't you? Didn't you get them to raise their allowable a little bit?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we've told them they've got to be liberal, or what we're going to do is we're going to set up our own program on the continental shelf and liberalize the hell out of it. So, but they want to run it, and we've said that they've got to be on the liberal side, and I think they're going to do that. But we're Cardell just got back, Cardell Moore, 4 days ago from Austin. He talked with him. Had a very good session.
Well, are they getting ready to raise the allowable anymore?
They indicated that they were, that'd be their approach, to be on the liberal side in terms of nominations. So I feel they're playing our game at the moment, and we got to keep them there.
Well, you figure what you can come up with. in every way you can. Now listen, this state park fella, on this Johnson Park, we've got about enough money to match your money to acquire that land. But we ought to really have some revolutionist, some outstanding, one of the top men in the world to do some designing and planning there. I don't want to rely on this damn state park board. What I saw they had planned didn't amount to anything. I wish you and Bill Douglas get Cucklebur under your tail and think about who the greatest designer, if you've got one, or who he is that I could draft to get to spend some time and come up with something that would be so novel that we'd have another Disneyland or something that people would come from miles to see and do. You haven't got too much native stuff there, but the highway department's going to take everything from Ranch Road run along that river, and it can make a beautiful place there. We got the other land now, and we can extend it to about 5 miles in there between those two roads, and we can put all exotic game, and they're just driving every place now to see just a few deer I got up there. But if we put a lot of exotic game and buffalo and regular zoo outfit, that might be it. If that's not it, we ought to think of anything else that we can get. I don't know whether it would be concessions that are unusual or art galleries or what the hell it would be that will pull people. But you look at what you've had in the other places, and let's see what we can create if we need to there. But the main thing is we just got the man on our library, Bunchef, now, and if we can get some real great guy there, I'd do it. And I think if you could come up with some planning and ideas for me, we could get the boys down there to adopt them, because ultimately we'll turn over this whole area to y'all. I don't, the state won't keep it up, but the home and everything else will be just like this thing we did for Hoover out here.
Yeah, Hyde Park. Is Will Odom the primary one?
Judge Morrison's got the brains. Will Odom is the one you ought to deal with. And if you get hung on anything, just call Judge and say, here's what I sure wish you'd get done for me, period.
Well, I think...
But if you're going to have to provide the, Bird says, the imagination and the dreaming and the vision, and they don't have it, they wouldn't... It wouldn't. Sure. You can look at their state park system and see what's happened there, but... You see some of the glories of art and architecture, and you vision them, and then you get some screwball that they want to lock up because he's a communist or something, and then put him in charge of it and tell him to behind the scenes to do the drafting. Now they're raising the money. Four, five, six of them came in to $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 apiece, and they can buy the land to match you.
Match
your money, and you can have really roughly 4 miles in between these two highways. And 4 miles along the river, and it will have a hell of a traffic, in my judgment, from San Antonio, Austin, Fort Worth, Dallas, that Houston area. We're bumper to bumper there in December on the lake area now. They're just moving out like nobody's business. And if you can let them go by and see that home, and we're going to open that boyhood, that birthplace home. We're going to put the highway in there now, and. All we need is some great architect to see what we could put there with that amount of ground that would attract people and that would get them in there without much cost. Poor people, Mexicans, Negroes from San Antonio and Austin, Dallas.
Give them something to see and see the out of doors, maybe a game display with a Texas Longhorn or a few buffalo or something.
We got buffalo, we got Longhorn, we got red deer, we got native deer, we got exotic antelope, we got everything like that. And my people just love to go to one of my ranches, see it now. I would think that would occupy 30, 40, 50, maybe 100 acres of it. And I think maybe they ought to have 100 acres of real playground, the most modern, makes Disneyland look like it's second class. And I think we could do that if we had a guy that could look at it. We might have some space exhibits from Houston. We might have some of the capsules, or we might look at the Smithsonian, some of the things they do and what we could bring in there and create a lot of talk. Or we might bring artifacts or geologists of different things. I don't know. I want somebody that's in that business, though.
Well, Mr. President, I think you ought to Well, Mr. President, what I think we ought to do is move immediately, and we'll get in touch with them if they are ready to go and get that requisition moving. But at the same time, we'll get a planning team jointly working on it and get some first-rate people, come up with some alternatives that we can let you and Mrs. Johnson look at.
I had the Park Service many years ago develop a study on the Highland Lakes in Texas. Now, the state never did follow through on it, but we would have had a wonderful park system there on all those lakes. I did that really great.